Yes, family, how can we live without love? Welcome back from the ad break. This is your sister Jadusha V Shines. And you're locked onto the Liberation Information Program right here on VentureFMRadio.com. I want to tall up Melody and my beautiful family out there in Battersea. Oh, it's such an awesome pleasure to have you listening ears. Mikey, Harrison, Monique and Tyler, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and getting some yummy dinner in my belly. I don't have to cook tomorrow, family. I don't have to cook tomorrow. I've got some wonderful guests in the studio, as promised. And our brother Russ Tawagi, and also his guest, her name means love. And she's told me it three times, and I'm going to pronounce it right now. Ri-ole.
Yes.
Oh, I did it! Yay! I'm so proud of myself. Right, warm greetings to you both.
Greetings.
You've got to speak into the mic, sis.
Greetings.
Oh, well, we might have to share mics in here. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that'll do it. There you go. Say
greetings.
That awesome. And Brother Russ Tawagi.
Yes, Hashima, Astamari Bartekun. It's a pleasure to be here. Hashima, respect to all ones.
Hashima means respect. Ooh, it's such an honor and pleasure. We used to work together, didn't we, brother?
That's right. So I see how you've grown and blossomed, ever blossoming, always blossoming. It's lovely to see.
It's a journey of evolution, isn't it? Mm. It's the journey of evolution. All right, I have a little write-up which is associated with the invitation. But I don't want to do any more talking. I'd like to leave that to you, for you to tell us what unified knowledge is all about, and then tell us why you're here, and also the work that you're doing in Ethiopia, and then also how ones can actually join your school and learn more about it. So we'll just bounce from there, yeah? So first of all, some background in terms of unified knowledge. When, where, and why?
Okay. Well, as I say again, it's a great pleasure to be here. I am principal teacher for a school organization called Schools of Unified Learning. It's a cultural arts foundation. So we go by the name SOUL, Schools of Unified Learning. We have a method of education called Yitma Urket, which means unified knowledge. And this method of education is a way that brings out natural-centered focuses. It brings about a relationship between art and science and math. And so, for example, when we do work with other schools, we go into primary schools or secondary schools, we use dance to teach maths, which we're quite famous for doing this. But our range of cultural arts and how they relate to science is quite broad. And the method, the Yitma Urket, is quite a comprehensive system. So we're introducing it to the community, we're introducing it to families who might be considering home education. We're introducing it to families who are just interested in African-centered approaches to learning. I want to know what that really means. I want something article to get their hands on and work with. We're introducing it to educators. And so we have a number of people who have come through our centre in Peckham, and through that they've come to learn about the method. In that process we have a course which is called Educating with Unified Knowledge, Foundation Course 1. So this course, Rahole has attended this course and has been learning about the method. For those who are interested, listening now, want to get some background while we're speaking, you should go to the website unifiedknowledge.org. This is our main site, unifiedknowledge.org. And when you go there, you'll find a link on the homepage, a section called Key Concepts. And under that, you will find Unified Knowledge again. So when you click that, you'll get a summary which explains what the approach is about, and it summarizes what we've been doing in the course. We're here today because as part of our process of graduation, ones who have attended the course make a community presentation about what they've been doing. So Rahole, who is a very, very talented person, she will introduce herself further, but let me just begin. One that is a teacher in standard system schooling, has taken the initiative to set up African-centered community education facilities, is versed in a number of languages, and is keen to enrich herself and community in the heritage, in the power of our heritage. So I give a lot of respect to this one, because she's one, having gone to the level of setting up independent learning, cultural learning. She's recognized room to grow, room to explore more, and taken herself into the space to investigate it, to explore what it means, to see what it relates to community work and what it means to even to her standard system work. So, and there's more to say, but it's better that Rohole speaks.
Awesome.
Love.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Rohole. As Brother Samari said, I work in standard system education. I'm a modern foreign language teacher. I was raised in Spain. I was trained in Spain, and I came to this country just with the idea of improving my English. And then from then on, I said, I want to grow more. I started attending Black events, and I heard a lot of public speakers and leaders speaking in the community about doing for self and taking the lead in what education is about. So I decided to set up a supplementary school called ATL. We started with some funding last year, and through that funding, we managed to introduce Brother Stamari and his approach to the wider community. And it was a well-attended event where we had a lot of positive feedback from parents and children alike. And since then, we've been trying to introduce other grow in terms of introducing more culture into our supplementary school, which I think a structure is needed so we can have a platform or template to work from and to translate it to other teaching styles and schooling. I think would be very positive and definitely very empowering for the children.
People are saying that they can't hear you. If you could just speak closer into the microphone.
To the mic, okay. What point?
Yeah. Mic isn't loud enough. Talking to the mic a bit closer. I had a feeling because I can hear you in my headphones. Yeah, extremely low. So do speak directly into the mic. Okay. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Am I speaking loud enough?
Yes, give us some feedback. If you look at these lights here, give you a gauge. So if I talk like this, it's quite low. But if you talk like this, you can see it peaks up a bit.
Alright. So,
Go on, sis.
What I'm going to do now is read through the summary of unifying knowledge bullet points. And Brother Stamari asked us to put a story, put characters into the different points and the different objectives within the summary. And as I'm reading, you might think, oh, what is this person talking about? But it's got a meaning. It's got a meaning behind it, and I'll do my best to convey it.
Okay.
So the first point is objective, is culture. Culture is a tree of intricate patterns. Trees represent culture, knowledge, and wisdom. Culture flows like a river stream. It is unstoppable. And all the animals, like the crocodile, depend on it. Kemet is the place where Kemetic culture sits. At this present time, culture is like a drum with no pulse. Nubian people don't beat at the hippo's drum. It is way to be awakened, but only by the chosen few. Some people refuse to play the hippo's drum. Others don't know how to play. And others don't know that even exists. We all agree that someone with no knowledge of self is like a tree without roots. So we need objectives. We need to set them up at dawn in order to survive and protect the warrior within our community and our family. So we need to set yourself clear and definite objectives and work towards achieving them. When objectives are achieved, we feel the warmth of the baby cat purring in his lap. Objectives are the mind's core. They are like the sun in the solar plexus, a movable like the hippo sitting at the center of the dendera. What is the principle of living? Life is a cycle. For a tree to grow and maintain its health, the earth around it needs the dead matter of other trees to keep the soil moist. During someone's life cycle, there has to be a productive capacity. In the same manner that a tree gives oxygen, we have to give something good. We have to be generous green. Our living space gives an impression of what stage of life are we. it should be a healthful space. Ideally, it has to change every season. So move your furniture around, brush up on your attack and defense like a warrior would do. Children, especially, should have a quiet area where to do their homework or studies if you want them to succeed. The pink crocodile, humanity understood. There are two sets of people, agreeable and disagreeable ones. Agreeable ones are represented by the color green and disagreeable by the amber, which is very close to pink as opposed to green. But why a crocodile? Why? Because we have a reptilian nature. If we look closely at our skin, we can see some similarities in the patterns in our skin. However, we are not animals. We are much more complex than a herd of crocodiles. And even so, some of us have to be fully aware that we are not animals. Therefore, we can't allow anyone to treat us as such. We send our children to school to be civilized, and when they come out, we hardly know who they are anymore. Ask yourself, why is it that? Education should be about bringing out, about tapping dormant skills, abilities, and higher senses to help children reaching their true potential. But what is humanity understood?
It's okay.
Oh yes, that's what happened. Let me go back a little bit. Yes, so there's a relation between human and creatures. But we have to know what's our place in nature as a human beings, because we are different. Although some people want to link us too close to the animal kingdom. Yeah? We have to be aware of those differences. And as teachers, we need to try our best to bring the best talents that students have dormant in them. So we need to have discipline and self-determination. Principles, processes, and protocols of practice. The warrior and the cane. We all are warriors. We have warriors in education, in medicine, in law, and all walks of life. Through that process of becoming a teacher, a doctor, and a lawyer, we need guidance, rules that will help us through the different stages of development. That's why I've chosen the cane. We never let go of the cane, that spiritual guide, and we need to pass it on to the younger generations. So allow children to see you walking in the path of righteousness, so when it's their turn to stand on their 2 feet, they will carry it with pride. Hashima means respect. So respect your elders. It has been said many, many times again. However, as we are living in Eurocentric society, where elders are put in homes when they reach a certain age, some of us are taking on that type of philosophy, and that's not an African principle. Ma'at brings a change of season. Crane season change, universal orders. Cycle of change are part of life. Anything that remains without changing will eventually die. We need to change the way we think, the way we eat, to adjust to the changes that take place in nature so we can have a healthy relationship with ourselves. Ma'at. Mathematics is part of Ma'at and forms intricate patterns, just like the patterns of the mantis, the mighty mantis. The mantis uses patterns to catch its prey. In math, we use patterns to find out what the codes, what the patterns are. The Wagyasap. We need to create in the child the power to create things. The Wagyasap is the warrior deer, the purple cat. A warrior idea is a worry, mainly. It's a state of mind. We have to teach the children the true meaning of words. For instance, I was talking to Brother Stamari earlier on, and I was putting across that. Sometimes when you're walking down the street, when your hair natural state, you have someone waiting outside of hairdressers asking you, you want to relax your hair? And I think to myself, I already have my hair relaxed. If I cut my hair in a natural state, how can you tell me, how anything can be more relaxed than that? Yeah? So that's my point there. Mm-hmm. So, Gazat, the crocodile in the marsh. In the marsh. Gazat is a space, area of land, a territory. It can be analyzed in six domains: personal, family, communication, earth, and universe. This can be viewed through three aspects: land, air, and mind. The mind is that part of the brain where thoughts come from. Children, and especially young adults, have a very strong perception of territory, and some take source stream that name themselves as a certain territory when that in no shape or form makes reference to the cultural identity, hence becoming like the crocodile, hidden, deceiving, withdrawal, ready to attack at the slightest opportunity. I find this phenomenon strange and scary. I've seen very young children at my workplace, at different schools where I go to, getting upset and even aggressive when another child enters their space. Just a bit sad. Tell the story. Harmony. Harmony with nature. Overstand nature. Embrace and comprehend in the tree. We are one with nature. Our relationship with nature begins the minute we have a close relationship with our bodies. Eurocentric views of nature is pulling us apart from it. If you ask a child in public school where the chick come from, they might probably tell you that they come from McDonald's. So teach your child how to grow food, have a healthy, sacred kitchen where your child sees you cooking, chopping onions, mixing, spicing the food. Add soul to your meal so your children become soulful. Mind, body, and harmony. Breathing techniques to achieve something. So the mind and the body works together. Sparkle of water in the form of breathing techniques, a martial art that's made, and the lighting of the cry in the form of chanting, which is a way of singing. I practice Tai Chi Jikun, where you manipulate air, oxygen, to heal, basically. You can heal different organs of your body is by changing the way you breathe. So the unified knowledge language. The sun tree, the tree of Re. The sun sits at the center of the universe, and language, which is the ability to communicate, comes in many forms. So children can learn a language by saying the word, writing it, playing the drums, saying it, hand signing it, even drawing it. As we learn in different ways, learning a language can be restricted to one teaching style. Children need to feel comfortable exploring a variety of ways. From a personal experience, language is mainly about repetition. Children rarely move from carpet or table to explore it. They are taught how to sound a word, how to spell, how to do all things, but yet children and people in general find difficult to communicate effectively. Let's be more adventurous. Let's pick the many branches in the sun tree for the benefit of our genetic potency. Curriculum. As we enter any form of school, we enter as a baby. We are baby warriors with untapped potential. And as learning progresses, our level of consciousness grows. And it has to be recognized. So that's why we go through graduations. And it's up to the elders of the culture to prepare the curriculum and accreditation. The story. Mantis chant war songs. It is an excellent way to convey learning. That's why it's used in schools, and especially in early years. It teaches impulse of story. The chanting itself embeds the story in the mind. So the story is an important platform for the curriculum. And that's the summary of the bullet points.
Was that your presentation, or is that actually from the School of Unified, or is that your summary?
That is my summary. That is my summary, that interpretation for following Brother Stamari bullet points. He explained what each objective meant, and from each one he asked us to come out with a story, with a meaning, to make it more personal to us, and to be also relevant to highlight the point of the...
That was absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. It really, really was. And it echoes a lot of what we share here on the Liberation Information Program. Very, very fitting. Absolutely beautiful presentation.
Thank you.
And there was a short in the mic, and everyone was like, it's too low, and we managed to turn you up. So I know that at least they got the second half a lot more clearer. Mm-hmm. But that was a wonderful presentation.
Thank you.
Really, really good. And Hashima, respect, you know, because it really warms me. My brain's ticking, and not many people can get my brain to tick. I love my brain being stimulated. And our children, they are the seeds, and we have to invest
much more time.
Much, much more. So tell me, what's your next step now? Have you graduated? Have you filled the whole course, or is there another level to your course?
This is the first level only. We just started.
Okay.
We are in the baby stages, so Brother Samaribo is the person to break down what comes after.
How long have you been studying?
I've been studying since starting in the summer.
So just a few months?
It's a few months, practicing a few hours a week. Every Wednesday we met, every Thursday as well. And yes, taking it from then, trying to apply to what I do. That's the challenge, to apply. It's not only about just going to class and just copying down, so that you have to apply it.
We have to live and breathe it.
Yeah.
We have to exemplify it.
Definitely.
Otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
Of course.
Yeah. And you know, she's got such a beautiful accent. You were raised in Spain.
Yes,
and she sits before me as a beautiful Nubian with locks. You know, and you would hear her and she sounds like a Spanish lady. It's just awesome to behold, really. congratulations
Thank
on your
you.
Graduation and congratulations on your presentation.
Thank you very much.
As her teacher, what do you think?
Well, Rahone, she expressed some felt it a bit challenging. And what I enjoyed in this process was her going into the creative elements to bring it together. There's a more linear way to present what she's done. And if we have a moment, I'll just say those things as raw statements, so you have those as a reference also.
Please.
But it's important for us as melanated ones, as ones of African heritage, to hear things in a creative, poetic way. Much of what she's written, they are very personal. She's chosen those characters. And we have a system in our language which allows for that. It allows you to take a word and then find a specific character that represents it within a matrix of characters and keywords. So she's taken from a system of language. Some people might be familiar with memory techniques where you use keywords to remember things. We have a model like this, so she's used that. And in many ways, it will be very enriching to her, but just creatively stimulating to others. I think it's very good. I'm very pleased that she's done it. She's amongst a collective of ones who have recently completed this course and made presentations in different ways. So I say Hashima to all of them. And we do need to go into our curricula. What does it mean to have an African-centered curricula proper? A lot of talk is going about schools, building African schools. But there's no point building an African school if you mean just to have African people teaching a standard system or a European system of education. Because at the end of that, somewhere, it will start to crumble. There is a more African-centered approach, and Yitzhak Urquhart summarizes that. Let me just summarize the bullet points that she's gone through. The way we explore this unified knowledge, when you think of it in three aspects. First of all, we think of the culture. What is the culture of the approach? The culture is Pan-African and Kemetic. So then we have a reasoning about what those things mean. But you think about the objectives. What are the objectives of the approach? The objectives are the development of peace, the development of the mind's core. It goes into six realms where we're talking about things like productive capacity, development of productive capacity in a child or in a family, principled living, the development of healthful space, and humanity overstood. Those aspects are core objectives. From the broad heading, then one can develop more specific curricula, but you've got a sense of the broad ideas of what you're trying to achieve. To achieve those things, we have what we term as principles, processes, and protocols. And those, there are 10 of those. The first one is Hashima, which means respect. Then we talk of Ma'at as the second one. In that realm of Ma'at, it is Ma'at in the sense of universal order, natural order, and human social order. You have a second Ma'at as the third principle, process, and protocol. And that Ma'at is talking of Ma'at as mathematics, where we're talking about the pursuit of truth, and as Rahole mentioned, the relationship of patterns. Ma'at being order, cyclical order, therefore patterns are involved in that. So those are three of the principles, processes, and protocols. We have also this Tawadi Asab, which is the warrior idea. That's a contemplation or the philosophy of the school. And the warrior idea is a statement of the warrior way. There are key words in it. When Rahole spoke of that, she spoke of it as a platform for learning language, because those keywords are important. Inside the statement, it uses language like establish and maintain, peace, power, wisdom. It uses language like province, which we use as a term for space. These things, when a child gets a broad sense of what these things mean, then other things make sense. And so having a key philosophy or ethos anchors us to a certain place of agreement. So the Tawagi Asab is like this. That leads us on to province, or the gazat, which means space. The space, Rahole explained it about the various domains and aspects of space. It's important that for Africans to define what we mean by space. Otherwise, someone else will define what space is, then we fall into their concepts, which is why our youth are using postcodes to mean space and feeling that they can't leave that space, which is why they're existing in certain mental spaces, but feeling they can't leave those things. Our notions of these things are very different in tradition, so we have to redefine it. This does that. This is, these are principles, processes, and protocols. We spoke of harmony with nature. We have a relationship where we can say we have harmony with nature by default. But if you listen to popular media, you would think that humans are under attack by nature. You would be under the impression that nature is trying to smash up everybody. But this is not our place. And we're in a position where even when there are things that can appear to be like a disaster, we are in a position to overstand it and harness the power. We are supposed to harness these powers. So when they come and they appear to do great damage, our fault is that we've not put ourselves in the position to harness the power and be creative with it. That is our fault. And if you come with the right reference, then you can see that and start to work towards it. Harmony with nature is a principle, process, and protocol. We have where we talk about mind, breath, body harmony. We're recognizing that in education, you have to have, you have to know that breathing is important and that breathing connects between mind and body. So you have to have activities that do that. Rahole has mentioned about the Tai Chi and those kind of exercises.
Qigong.
There are many exercises like this. Sports can do it. Yoga can do it. Dance can do it. In our school, we use Dankira Tawagi, warrior dance, to do that said thing. Mm-hmm. There are many ways to do it. But in education, one should recognize it and emphasize the key power of breathing, the diversity of breathing, and how to use that to connect mind and body. So we put that as mind, breath, body harmonies, like this. We spoke about, we spoke about language, unified knowledge language. And this is a system whereby we have the Amerindian Ethiopian script as a keyword language of instruction. And that allows for having a script which is African, using sign language that goes with it, being able to write in that African script, which is a syllabary, slightly different from an alphabet. And also, by turning the alphabet, the letters, if you like, or they're called fidel, into number, we can drum those things and make music from words. Take your name and turn it into a musical rhythm. Have a whole conversation in drum, which is crystal clear to anyone that knows the system. Those things, we bring those things as a schooling. And those things should be integral to African learning. They are integral in our traditions. So we have that aspect of language. We speak about, coming towards the end of that list, we talk about curriculum, graduation, and accreditation. Recognizing that you must have processes of graduation, curricula, and accreditation in an approach to education. But to do that, before you get to that, which people think is the beginning, you must do all those things that we've just spoken about. You must know the culture, the objectives, and have a broad range of principles and processes to work with before you start to make curricula. Then the curricula will be right because you know what you're aiming for and you know the context of the culture you're working with. It's important to know the order of these things. So you have those, and at the end of it, we talk about the story. So what Rahole has done is put it into a story form, which is stimulating. It might sound abstract. There's some characters in it, some different creatures, and the different colours and all kind of patterns inside it. But there is a logic inside it. And as you explore the system, on one level, just hearing it as poetry is stimulating, as you said, that's great. But then when you know the system behind it, it stands in a whole nother way, which is much more how we need to penetrate our learning. We need to put it in forms that are digestible to our place of being. This is it. I could speak more, but I think I'd like Rahole's it's time to speak more about her experiences. If there's also time, we may touch on our work in Ethiopia, but I'd like Rahole to speak a bit more about how she's found the course and what she's been doing and her future plans and so on like this. Hashima,
absolutely excellent. Before you go on, Rahole, I just wanted to say that, you know, your curriculum and the points that you've touched on, what makes it stand out from a regular national curriculum is it's far more stimulative in terms of growing neuronal development, because it creates a balance. It's not just all linear, it's not just all logic. You've tied it in so that you've got the right hemispheres being stimulated. That's as right. Well. Absolutely awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. And the question I would ask to you is your school limited just to people of colour, or is it, can anybody come and learn?
It's limited in no way. There are no limits. When we go into standard system schools, we go to primary schools nationwide, we're teaching children of all heritage, all background, they're always benefiting. When you go to the Unified Knowledge website, there's a section that says learners and families. And if you go into that, you'll hear community reasoning, testimonials like this, and more resources there. But if you go into schools and educators, you'll see what a school would go in and see. And they will hear testimonials from teachers, from regular students in standard system schools, how well they enjoy it, how inspiring it is like this. In our practice centres, we also have the diversity. Some people, it's interesting you mentioned that, because we sit under the culture of Pan-Africa and Kemetic for the classic reference, some people think that Pan-Africa means that it's an African-only schooling. We have people of different backgrounds who come to our centre to learn with their children. And they find it very uplifting.
That's
because the whole thing, it transcends. It's a universal reason.
Exactly. That's what I want to hear.
That's it. It transcends in that way. And for those who think that's wrong, I would invite you to explore it a bit more deeper and come and reason it through. Yeah.
Thank you.
Shima, what will you be doing from now on the ATL Supplementary School is to incorporate what we've learned through the course, especially the binary code. How can we change words into rhythm, into music, into patterns with the drum? That's something that is very interesting. And I really enjoy the course a lot. And the reason that I enjoyed the course was because I was looking for more creative ways of how to engage people with the learning, especially children, especially with maths. I was finding it very hard to teach easy concepts to children, like number, how the number system works. And also, I find it a bit challenging when trying to, how do I put this, working in a standard system as I do, in setting up the supplementary school as we've done, it's a bit challenging to balance both. You have children coming into from standard education into supplementary education, mm-hmm. and that sometimes they find hard to adjust. Mm-hmm. They already come up with already standard answers for questions where you have to be more you as opposed to everybody else. And so that's why with ATL we're trying to incorporate, get rid of that mechanic way of answering, mechanic way of being and thinking.
Yeah, we've been talking about that on today's program in terms of deprogramming and reprogramming and cultivating that knowledge of self. And it is a process. It is a process. I found that very, very interesting, learning mathematics through dance. And many of our children, many ones, are fearful of mathematics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it can be taught in a way where it's more fun and you know, it's easier to embrace and full joy, you know, but the structures are, it's just memorize. It's not, they're not taught about the mathematics that dwells within, yeah. you know, so I hear you quite clearly, but I'm very sure that your creative juices will flow.
Yeah,
and more ideas will come through.
And also, when you talk about fear in children, the same fear that the children have is the fear that is being passed down from the parents. Most parents are fearful of math themselves, and they are not familiar how they are being taught math in schools. And there's a bit of, there's no liaison or engagement between the standard schooling and their parents. So there's no communication, so with supplementary schools it's a bit easier because you have the parents picking up their children, you can have a chat with their parents and feedback on how the child has been of the day. In standard school, with so many children in the school, there's no way a teacher can feedback on every single child to every single parent that asks. So that is something that
is beneficial.
Yeah.
That subject of fear, the fear of mathematics, is a very important thing to tackle because I see that it is endemic in our community.
Yes.
And especially amongst the generations who are now the parents, the new parents, the kind of midway parents, because they've been educated here. they fell into the pits.
Mm-hmm.
So ones have come out feeling away and wanting to hide it a certain place, but a lot of people have that concern. Now, in our schooling, there's several references to make it more balanced. When you take on the culture of Kemet, and you take on a value like Ma'at, which you see is featured in our principles, Ma'at is an ethical framework. It is a moral framework, as well as about relationships and truth and justice. That is, it's a higher connection to what mathematics is about. So when you talk about mathematics, you can also think about the study and application of patterns, you can think about the pursuit of truth. And when you think of it in those terms, it sits more with this ethical value. So it must be integral to your liberty. It's not something that is like just a subject that you do with numbers, arithmetic. It's never that. The arithmetic is an aspect. Also, simple things like going to the root of what a thing is. If you're going to have a conversation about mathematics, you're talking about numbers. You should have to explain what number is. So in our school, we make a point to explain things like that. Number is a tool of perception. So our children, early on, we explore what number is. Number is a tool of perception. Now, that's a reasoning which then opens up what is perception? Coming to know through one's senses. What are the senses? So you go through the senses. We list the five standards, but there are more senses that we have. And from our place of being, we have to reason with those things with the children. So they have a sense of other senses that they have. Coming to know through one's senses. Now we've got a sense of what number is. And from that place, when you use it, you're in a better place. Number, you should have to know what one is. Multiples of one and going inside one. Inside one, half of one, quarter of one. Multiples of one, one cake, two cakes, three cakes. Like, these are basic. but the basics are not explained in the school. So they're given, they said, okay, this is one, this is two, this is three, you've got one of these, two of these, and you just roll on into the arithmetic without the substance to really glue it in the mind properly. So then you must have problems at the end of that. You must run into problems because you've not got the foundation proper. Things like a point. When you're making shapes, you're going to make a circle. You have to choose the center point. When you're making a triangle, you're choosing three points. What is a point? A point, the place you put your consciousness. So it's a reasoning. Then from they hold that, you anchor everything properly. If every element, every building block in this Ma'atian mathematical reasoning is explained, the children will be fine.
Awesome.
So this is how we're working.
Awesome. All right, you know, we've got 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
Oh my goodness. We want to know, again, we know that the website is unifiedknowledge.org.
Unifiedknowledge.org.
Yeah,
right.
And you said that there's a link to key concepts, and when we hit that, there's another link to Unified Knowledge, and we can find a summary there.
That's right.
Of what you've just touched on.
That's right.
And have you got places in your school? Are you delivering? If we had some teachers who were interested in you coming and doing a presentation, or even do you have teachers that go and do supplementary classes,
yes,
things like this?
We can do that. We can go into schools and deliver. We do that.
Excellent.
We can do teacher training type situations. We have provision to do that within our space. We have a Saturday school. We have daytime provision. We have a Monday class for children who are out of standard schooling. Generally, that's home education, ones who are home educating, which, by the way, I strongly recommend. If you're considering it, if you're thinking, I would like my child out of this standard system, yeah, think it through carefully, and I suggest you do it. But when you do it, prepare properly. This unified knowledge is part of the preparation. If you do the foundation course, you will know what is required of this education that you will be doing with your child. Mm-hmm. You will have a rugged and rigorous framework to work in. And more importantly than just the framework, you'll be connected to a network of ones in the same exploration. So this is it, it's family then. You must have networks in education. So yes, there's that. We didn't touch on the things we're doing with Ethiopia. Very briefly, we have an expedition. We're traveling to Ethiopia this summer. So we've got a graduation event. We do our graduations. We have a level of graduation which is like this, where you make a community presentation after 3 months, course of 3 months or so, we'll do a graduation. And that marks a certain place. Then after a year, there's another graduation. Those graduations we do out of country, out of this country, and in our home countries. So we've gone to Jamaica, we've gone to Ethiopia, and we're going to Ethiopia this summer. Ones who want to come with us, entourage, very, very welcome.
Oh, yes.
It is training camp. It's training movements, so it's not holiday in that way. It will be a profound learning experience. When we went to Jamaica, we had our group and young children going to Blue Mountain Peak as part of their expedition. So it's profound things like this. Zukwala Abo, which is a mountain. We have a special relationship to the monastery on this mountain, Ethiopia. So we'll be visiting our friends there. You know, it's going to be a great thing.
Wow.
So there's that. Ones are welcome to that. In support of that, we are building a program of sister schools. There's a project called We Are the Mice. Mice stands for Mathematicians in Creative Expression. Mm-hmm. We Are the Mice. And there's a very good story on the website, so you'll enjoy the story. We like stories. Yes. So this project is to link schools, primary schools, secondary schools, complementary schools, to schools in Ethiopia. And between now and August, when we're traveling, well, let's say July, we'll be looking for schools who want to be sister schools. If you are a parent and you think that this sounds like something your school should be involved in, then let us know the name of the school. Let us know the year group your child is in. We will write to the school on your behalf and tell the school that you think it's a good idea and you would like them to investigate it. That is a good way to get into schools for us, because the school respects when people who are in the school community bring something to them. If I write to a head teacher and I can name a parent in the school who's recommending something to them, then that will help.
Excellent.
So this is our strategy. We are not funded by the government. If anything, we're under pressure from our local authority, if they would call themselves that, to not even be delivering the services we do. So they don't, as you know, they don't respect us. They don't respect our work. They don't respect our community, our children, at all.
But you respect yourself.
That's it. That's it.
That's all that's needed.
So we're not funded by that. And so the work we do is by the quality of the service we deliver to schools. And so this is our strategy to engage community to help us be in schools.
Do you have donation tabs on your website?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, because, you know, many ones would love to donate and support the cause.
Very welcome. Very welcome. When you go to the main page, you'll see a donation tab there. You're very welcome to do it. It will go to a good cause. Obviously, to get to Ethiopia, it's regular families, you know, and we are going to have to fundraise that. We have strategies for it. The donations is part of that. So we welcome that.
Ah, maybe we may do some more work together in the future.
Yes, beloved, we love that.
Yeah.
We love them ideas. That sounds good to me. Yeah. Sounds right.
Well, Venture FM family, Liberation Information Program listeners, that was some food for thought. Unifiedknowledge.org. We definitely have to learn more about that. And I will be writing to you because I have to admit to you, my brother, I did some homeschooling for some months. I loved it. But my daughter missed her friends at school. And then it became clear that I decided to homeschool and just jumped in, went to the shop, bought a load of information and just felt confident I could do it. But I didn't prepare. And what you're saying about preparation is paramount because when you're prepared, that you're able to stimulate more. You know what you're doing. You're in a better position. And so I said, okay, it's all right. You're still young and I can still support you from home. And it's only a matter of time. But you see, secondary school time, mm-hmm. you're mine.
Well, yeah, for real.
You know? For real. Yeah, when it comes to high school, you're my baby girl. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a joke. It's not a joke what they're doing to our children.
That's right.
And if you don't have the time and commitment to invest at home, yeah. So, Hashima to what you're doing. Respect to what you're doing. Hashima. The works that you're doing.
Hashima.
Rahole. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, you're inspiring me. Thank you. And also very honored that there's no limitation in terms of your school because we are one.
That's right.
So I love that. I love the fact that you're open to all and recognize that we are all connected and that it's open to all because many ones are still limited in their mm-hmm. thought process and they don't recognize the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that you're going to have much more success in the future and abundance is just going to rain upon you.
Give thanks, you know, that's how we live.
You know?
Mm.
Ooh. So will you come back again?
I'm very honoured to do that.
Yeah,
I'm very honoured to do that.
We'd love to hear some more from you. Maybe we can like really tie it in and get a subject matter going and maybe we can have a little class here. Maybe we can have some children with us.
That'd be great.
And we can build.
That'd be great.
Yeah?
I know that they would love to share the charters.
Oh, gosh.
Love to share the drumming. You know,
we can get some drumming in the studio.
Whoa.
Yeah, we'd love some of that.
Yeah.
Lift the vibrations.
I brought my drum. I know we've got time, but the drums, you know, yeah.
Oh.
You can hear drumming. Children can learn drumming. Learn a simple system of drumming with an advanced form of language attached to it.
Mm.
And that's precious. Ones and zeros, simple things.
Awesome.
But there's an advancedness to it that opens the faculties.
It came very clear to me what you're doing is creating balance in the brain. We even spoke earlier in the program about what we transmute as mothers to our children in the womb. And that includes fits as well as divine assets and attributes. We inoculate them with our fears as well.
Mm.
So what you're doing is liberating not only the children but the parents as well.
It has to be done together. This is another thing. It's good you touched that. Just in the last moments, or the completion moments, we work with family. So I find it very important that parents, if a parent wants to enroll their child in our Monday class, which is the foundation class for home-educated families, they must do the foundation course. So the two go together. We don't take a child into the school if the parent's not doing the foundation course because it doesn't work. It won't connect. The parent must be engaged to know what the learning is about in an article way. Then I know that they can work with the child and the child can respect what parents doing to embrace their education. Very
excellent.
Important.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that. Rahole, all the best with your continued studies. And we look forward to hearing from you again. Family, that was Brother Samari and Sister Rahole from representingunifiedknowledge.org. Check them out. I'm going to put some information up on my page. And please support the cause. Give them some donations because, you know, it's a labor of love. This is a labor of love. And without these entities doing such works, where would our little seedlings, what would they have to look towards? So we have to give thanks, all right? Okay, this is your Sister Jadusha signing out. Be tuned in next drop for the Liberation Information Program. Peace, love, and light to all. We love you.